Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Wild 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Simpin' After Dark. It's your girl, Ashley Mendoza. And today, I have a very special guest. It's my homie, Crystal.
Hi, hello.
Welcome to the podcast. So good to have you.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited. We're talking a lot of fun stuff today. Crystal's my friend. She's a Cancer. And she's crazy. My number one supporter. She agrees with everything I say, so it's gonna be an echo chamber up in here of crazy bitches just getting each other excited and riled up.
Toxicas.
Just kidding, we're not toxic.
Oh, okay.
We're just maybe a little, but everyone's a little toxic. We're all a little toxic, but at the end of the day, I think we have good hearts, and that's the difference between a truly toxic individual and someone who means well. Maybe that's toxic of me to say. I don't know. Today, we are talking Sid and Charlotte Day Wilson's song, Take Care of You. It came out at the end of 2020, I believe. Did you get a chance to listen to it, Crystal?
I did.
Do you like it?
I do.
It's a cute little vibe.
It is cute.
It's sexy. Mm. Sid, have you listened to any of Sid's other music before?
No, I actually haven't.
Okay.
Which is like, you sent me that and I was like, who is this? The first thing I did was listen to it and I was like, okay, yeah. It's a bop. I could vibe to this. I could definitely vibe. I heard it a couple times and then I was like, let me look up the lyrics. So I did that and I felt the lyrics just
real mushy, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be a simpy one today.
I feel it.
Let's play a little clip here.
I'll take care of you. To the moon and back twice for it. All for our love. Oh, I'll be nice for it.
I love her voice. It's so beautiful. And so is Charlotte Day Wilson's voice. I actually, just discovered her. Well, I've heard other songs of hers before. She's on a song with Bad Bad Not Good, In Your Eyes, I think. It's what it's called, which is really fucking good, but I just never checked out who's the female vocal on this. And then she's also on a song with Daniel Caesar from his album, I forgot what year, Freudian. But her voice is really good too. And then did you watch Euphoria?
Ugh, yes I did.
Yeah, so there's a song, I forgot what episode it is, it's called Work. And it's a part where it's kind of a montage and it's just a song playing. I forgot what the scene is, but I definitely, when I heard it, I was like, I've heard the song before. It's on Euphoria. It's really good. So should check out Charlotte Day Wilson too.
Okay,
she's this white girl and she got this beautiful ass voice.
I feel like you always be putting me on new music. I swear check every time I hear your episodes, I'm like, okay, well now I gotta add this to the playlist.
Do that.
And I be doing that.
You will not be disappointed.
You had that one episode where you did YG's and Kalani's like Conclusions.
Kehlani song?
Yeah.
I did a few Kehlani songs. Yeah, I'm obsessed with her.
But that song, I literally hadn't heard it before. I mean, a lot of songs. You got some good-ass music.
Thanks.
So,
yes.
Just like this one, I had no idea. Now I got to go look it up. Now, I mean, I didn't have time to, like, listen more.
Yeah, no worries. I sent you all the shit very last minute, so I appreciate you just being here.
Of course.
You're just going to be surprised with whatever it is we get into.
Good thing I have a couple of drinks in me.
Yes, we're drinking some Crown Royal Peach. It's really delicious with some peach iced tea. So, like,
literally just tastes like juice.
It's dangerous. It tastes like juice.
I need another one. And I know. I probably don't need another
one. I'm starting to feel it now. Woo!
Like, it's hot in here. Is it the alcohol?
It's both. It's the alcohol. It's hot. We're in downtown Los Angeles. So, shout out to Wild 7 Studios for hosting Sippin' After Dark. It's a hot day today. So, bless us. We're a little musty in here, but it's good. It's good. All right. So this song, basically, it just sounds like they're professing their love about somebody, but they use a lot of like religious, like analogy kind of undertones, you know? And, I love that shit. I love that shit. Cause I feel like when you're with somebody, you should worship them like a god. So,
yeah, no, God, I am that way too. Like I literally pour all of my like being into this person, and so I hate that, but it's also like not a bad thing. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, but like it sucks if you get hurt, but like at the same time it's like you are in this now, so like you might as well just
fully commit,
give it your all, like be obsessed, do everything for them. And that's kind of like what they talk about. The intro, it's Charlotte Tay Wilson. She says, "I'll take care of you if you want me to," which is pretty much the chorus. "I'm always ready for your love." So it just sounds like she's like kind of obsessed. Like she's like in love and she's like, maybe this other person's like not ready right now, but she's like down to wait. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
I feel like you just speaking my language right now, girl.
We've all been there.
Is this me or is this not? I am done. Okay. Show's over.
Just calling you out. I'm just kidding.
I feel it.
We've all been there. We've all been there because like we're like told like over and over, I think especially women, that like sometimes, you know, I think especially like in like heterosexual relationships, like we're always like expected to wait for a man. Like you always hear growing up, like, oh, like, men just have to go through, like, the little hoe phase. Like, it's fine. Like, a real one's going to stick around and wait for him to, like, get it out of his system, blah, blah, blah. Which is kind of trash because, like, what if I want to be a hoe? You know? Is a man going to wait around for me to go be a hoe? I don't think so.
No. But, maybe. I mean, we're women, so I feel like we do our hoe phase without having a man on the back burner. Like, we're not the same as dudes. Dudes be trying to have their cake and eat it, too. Not saying that girls don't do that, because I feel like I've been doing that before in the past. Yeah. I'm not an innocent person. But I definitely feel like I've taken my time, like, after a, you know, pretty shitty relationship where I can cuss, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please do.
After, you know, pretty shitty relationship, I took, you know, a couple years afterwards to just, like, hoe it up, do my thing. I was like, I don't want nobody, no mans, no nothing. Like,
get it out of your system. Exactly. So, yeah, that's true. I feel like that's true where, like, guys will do this, but then still try to, like, have a girl there for, like, that, like, emotional support that they, like, swear they don't need, but they like still want you there.
Yeah, well, because they crave it, but they don't know how to commit to it. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's,
yeah, so that's kind of what I feel like is going on here, where it's like the person on the other end where they're like, I'll like take care of you if you let me,
when you're ready.
Yes. Which, like, you know, it's like kind of cute, but then it's like kind of toxic, because, you know, sometimes people aren't ready for a relationship, but like they fuck with you. I talked about this where, like, I did that poll where I asked, like, when people talk about, oh, I'm not ready for a relationship right now, like, the with you is silent.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so I think most people were like, yeah, but then some people wrote back and were like, oh, like, that's not the case. I
definitely voted on that one.
Yeah.
I definitely voted on that one, and I was like, I feel the same but different.
Yeah, because, like, you could understand the other side, maybe. Yeah.
No, I definitely, I mean, I feel like every relationship is different and everybody has their own, you know, issues that they got to resolve before they commit to something or to someone. And I definitely, I've been in a position where I wasn't ready to like fully pursue someone or fully be with somebody, but it was nice and it was convenient to have them around.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that shit just happens. Like, I don't think people do it intentionally all of the time. I feel like if you're, I guess I try and not see like the malicious intent in people. I try and see like the better side of people where they're like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I just accidentally did it. And I'm like, yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, like maybe just don't take it so personal and understand usually people do have reasons. And like, I think it's easy to fall into like, oh, like they're evil, like they're a bitch, like they're a fuck boy. But a lot of times, like, it's not like that. And it has nothing to do with you. It's just everything to do with what they're going through.
Yeah.
So I guess just like trying to understand that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I feel like if we stop trying to take things so personally, we can live a lot happier because not everything has to do with you.
Yeah, so I guess it's just like up to you if you like you want to be there for a person. And like if you really love them, like I could see that. Like I've been a sucker ass hoe for like some people before where I'm just like anything, like sure. Like there's literally that like Snow Allegra song, Fool for You. And, like, I, like, told my boyfriend, I was like, this is my song for you. Because, like, I realized I'm, like, a dumbass bitch for this guy. Like, oh, my God.
Okay, now I got to listen to that because I feel like that's me right now. I'm in this position.
Dude, yeah, go listen to that also. It's super cute. But, like, it sucks because, like, being, like, people that, like, fully give in and, like, love. And we're just, like, as women, we're more understanding and empathetic.
Yeah.
I think we find ourselves trash on, like, that end of the fucking
trash.
It sucks.
I fucking hate it here.
I hate it here. Me too.
I hate it here.
So, Diane Charlotte Day Wilson, she says, wait for it. You'll come around like I've prayed for it. Like, that was cute.
That was so cute.
Right?
I heard that and I was like. Like, I'm like, oh, I love that. Like, I've prayed for you or prayed for someone like you. Like, obviously, I don't know who you are, but yeah. I prayed for it. That was
it's like you're praying for, like, this, like, imaginary being that you don't know who they are yet, but then they arrive in your life and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're finally here in my life. Everything I've been waiting for. Then she says, wearing your cross on my chain for it, even we're blind to believe. Oh, but stay for it. All part the seas, the 7 days for it. Down on my knees as you came 4 times over me.
Lord help me, Jesus.
Whoa. So this is where I'm like, okay, this is getting a little sexual, maybe.
Freaky, freaky.
You came 4 times over me. Like, this sounds intense. And, like, all, like, the, like, religious undertones. Like, this is real intense and I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Super passionate.
Very passionate, right? Like, give me that. Give me that. So then it's, like, back to the chorus, and then verse 2, we get Sid. I'm obsessed with her fucking voice. She says, what if we fight for it? 12 rounds and more every night for it. Fly to the moon and back twice for it. All for our love. Okay, Sid. Okay. I'll take a breath, close my eyes for it. Still want to leave on the lights for it. More about us. Like, yeah, so this song is just all about passion, like leaving the lights on. Very sensual. I fuck with that. I truly fuck with that. So that's basically the song. And then the outro is Sid. She says, if only I had been sure of myself, I could have shown you just what to do. Because only you can make me feel this way. And I know I'd take care of you. So I was like, is this like a little sad ending here? Like
it didn't work out.
Maybe.
Oh,
that's sad. Because like... Yeah, like, if only I had been sure of myself. So it's just, like, letting that doubt creep in and, like, ruin a good thing instead of just, like, showing you what to do.
That part. I don't want to say too much.
I know. Yeah, because, like, I think we can all, like, look back and be, like, that one relationship or, like, the one that got away. Like, that's such a common theme in, like, relationships and love.
You know what?
Love.
Yes, but I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm just being very biased. I don't feel like that comes around a lot for women. Like, oh, the one that got away. Nah, bitch, I fucking tried. I tried to the bitter end. I fought tooth and nail for this, and now I'm done. So, no, you're not the one that got away. I'm the one that got away.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I feel like... like when I'm like talking about the one that got away, I'm thinking more of like I'm the one that got away. We've all been there. Absolutely. Hey, I feel like too many guys can relate to that. They're like losing like a good woman, and it's hard because like that shit eats you up forever. Like we all know that one person, where it's like that one dude that has like that one girl that he can't get over. Like I have a friend that like this dude is in a whole ass new relationship with a baby, with a girlfriend, and he still will like get drunk and hit her up.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine being that guy's girlfriend? Like, hell no. Nah.
You gotta just be blind to that shit, because at this point, like, what are you gonna do about it?
I know. Like, no, you got a kid and everything, too.
Like, that don't even change him. That don't even make him.
That's
love
so
you more.
Scary. Yeah. And, like, that's why, yeah, I think when people show you who they are, like, that's who they are.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, I just posted that thing about like how you lose them, how you get them. About when people cheat with someone, and, or like if somebody cheats and then they get together and then you're going to lose that person because they're going to cheat. Yeah, it's karma. And these people I'm talking about, it's like, well, you knew who they were when you met them. So what is you doing?
Like, what did you expect to be different, to be the one that changes this person?
Yes.
Like, gosh, it's such a fickle, like, slippery slope, I feel like, because I feel like you always want to be the girl that's like, no, my man's changing for me, or no, my person is doing this because they love me. And, like,
fall into that thought process.
Yeah. You want to... Like I said, like, I try and see, you know, the good in people, and, like, I try to see that they're developing more because of me or with me or whatever, but that isn't always the case, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I have some tweets, you know, on Simpin' After Dark. I be on Twitter, so I like to get some tweets that piss me off or, like, touch a little place in my heart. And I'm like, you know what? I want to talk about this. Wait, okay, so this one's perfect, kind of what we're talking about. At GNG Char said, I don't care about your past as long as it's really in the past.
Yeah, that's always been a huge issue for me. Like, I've dated men who have still kept communications with their ex-girlfriends. And I'm like, I'm not the one. Like, I'm not friends with my exes like that. And I'll cut anybody that, like, I've dated to be with somebody else, because I know that that makes me feel uncomfortable. So I'm willing to give, like, you got to be able to do the same thing.
That's going to be messy.
Yeah. Like, I'm messy always going to be suspicious of you if you out, like, oh, I'm friends with my ex. We're all going out to grab drinks. The fuck?
Excuse me?
Okay, well, then I'm coming with.
Excuse me. And that, okay, so then I have like some random questions too, little topics I want to talk about. And there was one, okay, so like, how do you feel about like with friends that stay super cool with your ex after you guys break up? Like if they didn't know them before.
Oh. Girl. Okay. Don't look at me like that. Listen. So, God, it's such.
Because I feel like people will try to be like, oh, like you're just insecure. Like they don't like, I don't have to stop being friends with them just because you're not together. Like, I'm sorry. You know them because of me.
Yeah.
So what the fuck?
I definitely, I can't, listen, I'm not disrespectful in any way where I'm like, I'm not going to like diss you or call you out on whatever you do, but I am going to distance myself from people who show me that they have like no loyalty towards me. Like,
yeah, that's the loyalty.
It's definitely like, I get that everybody's expectations of friends are very different and that's all cool. I don't discriminate, none of that, but that doesn't mean that I have to associate myself with said person or whoever it is, whatever it is. Like,
okay, have fun, be fucking besties, but I ain't fucking like, with you no more.
You chose that relationship over my relationship with you, then that's cool. Like, I'm no hating here. I'm too grown to be fucking, you know, fighting with you about it. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, I think especially when it's like a fresh breakup, like it just happened. Like, at least let it, like, cool down. And then, like, if you want to be cool,
like,
whatever.
Give me a fucking year or two.
Bro, yeah. Like, okay, 5 years.
Okay. Year five is a little more realistic for me.
It's just, like, it's not necessary. You didn't know them before. So, like, why are you still continuing to have that fucking relationship? I used to have a friend that would do that. And, like, that shit would piss me off. Like, why the fuck are you doing this?
Yeah.
That just shows me that you're not considering my feelings at all. So I want nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Like, are you going to hang out with them and their new girlfriend? Because that's weird.
Oh, exactly. What happens when they start dating someone? You're going to be friends with the girl now? Literally.
I'm not. I can't do it. I'm grown, but I don't know if I'm that grown.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's a little disrespectful. Like, me, even for me, like, if I find out, like, my friend and, like, their boyfriend broke up or something, like, I'll just unfollow them on Instagram because, like, I don't need to fucking keep up with your life.
Yeah, the
like
only reason that I followed you was because you were dating my girl.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I have no care to be associated with you whatsoever. I feel like you learned that, though, over years of friendship and, like, seeing people do that to you and you're like, well, I don't want to do that because I know how that felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's different, so.
Yeah, that's if you're empathetic and you can learn. But some people just, that's too much to ask for.
I can say that I haven't always been a very good friend in aspects that, like that. Like, one of my best friends, her ex-fiance or whatever, we got a close relationship, but it wasn't, I mean, he's the one that brought her and I back together as friends. And so it just kind of happened that I kept a relationship after they broke up. And there was like this huge thing afterwards where she had heard that I tried to sleep with him and all this stuff. And she never confronted me about it. Like, it was, and I didn't know that she felt this way at all.
Oh,
and
no.
We talked about it years later. And I was like, I wish you would have talked to me about it. Like, I had no idea. Like, I would have never, if that's how you felt, like, I feel like knowing what I know now, I definitely would have separated myself back then. But, you know, you never know.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, where, like, how you had mentioned about, like, you know, you might not say something, but it's like I peep something and I'm a distance myself. And I feel like it's hard because sometimes unless you, like, really communicate with someone, like, maybe you're just, like, seeing it completely different than what it is.
Yeah.
Unless you give them a chance to
explain themselves.
Or like even be like, you know what, like, you're right, I didn't like realize that would upset you. I just wasn't thinking.
Yeah, but if you've already told that person once before,
of course. Anything more than once, that's too close to begging, baby.
That yes, accurate.
Okay, so I had talked about, it was the episode, solo episode, where I was talking about how, like, some guys are fucking weirdos and will, like, be DMing all the girls in a group of friends, you know?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, too many girls related to that one. I was like, I'm going to just say
it. Like, we talk about it. We conversate about that. So you know.
We literally be on our phones like, this fucking guy. Like, what the fuck?
Absolutely.
So I had this guy DM me and he was like, okay, well, what about, like, how do you feel if a guy used to talk to your girl And then it doesn't work out. And then he finds your page, but he didn't know you existed before her. But then he tries to talk to you. Like, is it different? Because he didn't know about you before. And, like, it didn't work out with them. But, like, he thinks you're, like, better looking. So, like, maybe it could work out with you guys. I was like, that's the same thing.
Like, wait, so he didn't know about you before her. But because of her, he found out about you?
And, like, yeah. He was like, so, you know, it's not his fault. He didn't see. If he would have saw you first, he would have talked to you first. I'm like, no.
I honestly, okay, I don't know if this is just me being crazy, but I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah,
like,
no.
If you would have found me first, the fuck? Like,
that's a lie. I was your second choice.
You, I'm just your fucking, what is it? Like, I'm just your
rebound.
Your rebound.
Yes, I think, yeah, exactly. I'm like, that sounds like a fucking cover up to me. That's suspicious. But honestly, even if, like, you didn't, like, it's just too late. Like, maybe in an alternate universe. Because at this point, no.
Yeah.
Like, just knowing, like, that's too close to, like, the whole dating friends' exes.
I feel like that's also worse, too. Like, oh, they talked and it didn't work out, so now I'm moving on to you. So, like, you actually saw potential with this person, but it didn't work out, whether it be because of you or because of her. But now you want to try it with me, and that's my girl. Like, I don't want to sit here and exchange stories with her.
Like, yeah, no. That's, like, basically you're her ex now. Like, I don't care if you only talked for 2 weeks. Like, no.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-mm.
I feel like maybe, like, back in my younger, like, days, like, where it's, like, a guy, like, and you didn't hook up. And it's, like, you know what? I'm over it. We didn't even hook up. He's hot. I know we both thought he was hot.
Yeah.
But, like, it didn't work out. So go ahead, have him. Or if, like, you're at a bar and it's, like, you and your friend are, like, that guy's hot. And you're kind of, like, fighting over him. But then you're, like, you know what? You could have him.
Okay. I get it.
But not if you, like, dated or talked.
Went on a couple dates or whatever. You know what? To me, at the end of the day, there are plenty of fish in the sea. I don't need to, like, use my friend's leftovers.
It's so, like, let's not do that.
I'm too crazy, too, to, like, even, like, try that, because in the back of my mind I'm gonna be like, well, what the fuck, like, did she do this better, did she do that?
Yeah,
I don't know how to, like,
now I'm making too many scenarios in my head. I don't need to be doing all that.
Yeah
I had a friend who, she was, like, trying to get me to, like, go on a double date with her with, like, a guy that, like, had dated, like, a mutual friend, and I was like, I know her, like, no, that's her ex. And she's like, who cares, it didn't work out. Like, like, no, like, what? So you're cool with dating, like, your friend's exes? She's like, yeah, if it didn't work out, like, who cares. I was like, so then you would.
Date my ex?
That's what I said. I was like, so if me and my man broke up, you would go date him? And she's like, well, no, because I don't find him attractive.
But you don't.
So if you did find him attractive, then you would try to fucking date him if we broke up. Like, you're weird. That was a big red flag right there.
Yeah. Friends can be scandalous for sure.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. That's too much for me.
Suspicious.
That's a flag. Yes.
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog. Okay, so I know that you are bisexual.
Yes.
Gay.
I don't really know.
What are you? Queer?
I would say that I don't even know all the terminology for it.
Okay.
I like men and I like women, and I don't like their, I mean, I'm not like, oh, I love a dick or, oh, I love a pussy, but I love a heart, and, like, I do, like,
yeah,
I attract,
maybe pansexual, like, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, but yeah. I don't know all the terminology. Yes, I date men. Yes, I date women. So
is it different dating men and women? Do you find yourself being different, like, with one versus the other?
I've dated a couple of girls, and I was different with each one. And then with men, I just feel like, God, that was, like, such a long part of my life that it just all, like, rolled into one. The whole dating.
It's just all a blur.
It was all a blur. So, I mean, most recently, yes, like, I dated women. And I definitely find myself being much different with the woman that I'm seeing now. And I don't know if that just has to do with, like, maybe it's new, or maybe I just care a little bit more, and I'm, like, willing to, like, put shit aside and be like, baby, let's talk it out. And I feel like I feel like Alexa, we were talking and she was like, bitch, are you the boy? Are you the man in the relationship? And I was like, oh my God. I feel like maybe this, is this how men feel? Like, baby, let's not, I don't want to fight with you.
Like, do you like find yourself more being the one that's like, whereas when you're dating a man, you're more stubborn.
Absolutely.
With like a woman, maybe like you're more willing to be like, okay, baby.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, God, I don't know if that has to do with me or the person I'm dating, man, female, male, female, whatever it is. Yeah, no, I'm definitely different. Like,
are the fights different? I always wonder if I dated a girl, like, are we gonna get physical? That's so bad because that's still domestic violence.
It is still domestic violence, absolutely. And I do think, listen, I don't condone any of that shit, and that's how you know it's toxic when that happens, because that should not be happening.
Yeah, I, like, whether sure it's like a straight or gay relationship.
I for sure beat my man. I don't know if I should be admitting that.
Police gonna come in 5 minutes.
There are no sirens right now, but I think put hands on my man. And you know what? I think that showed me, like, I was just not going to be happy in that relationship. Like, you just see fucking red, and then you're trying to convince somebody of your worth and convince somebody that, like, to fight for you, and like it's like talking to a fucking wall,
bro.
And I don't know what it is, if it's a man or
that's the second time I heard somebody say that today. Talking to a wall.
It's just like, I don't know. Again, maybe it's me, maybe I'm the problem. I mean, I did put hands on him, so maybe
no, you're not. You're never the problem.
You are the solution. You are the solution. But you know, I'm just saying that, like, there comes a point where you're just like, I don't know what else to do to get this person to see where I'm coming from.
There's no more words.
There's no more words. It's all in these fists, baby. And yeah. Oh God, yeah, I should have left, but it happened a couple more times. And that relationship is over with, and I've learned from that. Oh God, I was so bad. I was just such a
live and learn.
I was a depressed person then, and I can see that now because I'm so much happier now, like, just being alone, and like, I live alone, I do things alone, like, it doesn't bother me to do that. But no, yeah, the person that I'm with now is a female, and I feel like our arguments are a little more passionate, a little more like just like feelings, where she can like articulate how she feels, and I can articulate how I feel. And
sounds nice.
It doesn't always go like, if you're thinking, oh, maybe I should date girls because, you know, she'll get me and, you know, it'll be easier than dating a man. No, it's not easier. I'm learning that it doesn't matter who you date. I think it's the person and how they are able to, like, communicate with you, regardless of gender, for sure.
That's true. That's true.
I have not put my hands on her, and I do not plan to. So.
Yeah, I feel like maybe, like, with, like, dating girls, you maybe would think twice. I mean, not that you shouldn't think twice about putting hands on anyone, period. But, like, with, like, a girl, you're like, I don't want to hurt her. Like,
I absolutely do. Right? Surprisingly, like, she looks like this, like, confident, like, macho, like, I mean, she's doesn't look macho, but, like, she definitely dresses more, like, masculine and stuff. And you would think that, like, she would be that, like, physical person or like aggressive person, and she is absolutely not. She is like the sweetest little flower. Like, I don't ever want to like harm her in any way, and I'm just like, baby, it's okay, I'm sorry, like, let's not fight, I love you. And like, I never did that with my ex, so I don't know what the issue is. But
damn, I mean, maybe you just had like a whole awakening, and then like now just it's more healthy and you've learned a lot. Because I feel like the people that are able to like know all these things and be aware about themselves are people that have been through shit, like, through the trenches, that have been toxic, that have all these things. That's how you become wise. Like, the people that are really wise and aware have been through it, I feel like.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Like, you're just like in a place now where like you've been through some shit and you're like, I'm kind of done with that toxic shit.
Yeah.
And it just like awakened. Is that a word? Awakened something in you?
I think so. I believe it is.
Okay. So have you dated other girls that are like femmes? Like more like feminine presenting for people that don't know?
No, like any girl that I have ever been interested in, like seriously, has definitely been more on the like tomboyish side or like,
okay,
you know, masculine side. And I mean, they're still like, to me, like beautiful and attractive, like maybe not to like the normal, you know, women are attractive type of thing. But no, I don't think that I've dated like somebody who like does their makeup,
mm-hmm,
and like lipstick lesbian. Yeah, no, I don't know that I find anyone like that attractive for me. Like, they're beautiful, yes. Like,
yeah,
not all women are beautiful. Like, I genuinely like believe that, but I'm just not physically or like sexually attracted.
Yeah, that's just like not your preference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, I wanted to get into this because I was talking to a friend that like likes girls, but she was like, how the fuck do I know like what girls are gay? Like, who can I hit on? If it's like a girl that presents as like what you would think a straight woman looks like,
yeah,
it's like, how do you know? You don't want to hit on someone and they're like, excuse me,
I'm not into girls.
I'm not gay.
See, that definitely, I feel like, is why I maybe didn't pursue women a lot sooner, because I just feel like you don't really know what girls are into girls. You don't really know. I mean, unless, you know, they're dressing like a little boy and you're like, I have an inclination. Maybe this one might be
in a slight inkling.
Yeah. So,
yeah, it's got to be hard.
It definitely is. We were talking earlier about how, you know, like, I wish there was like a sign, like maybe you wear a ring on a finger. And I was like, well, didn't like the gays we used to wear?
Yes.
Like earrings.
I remember like in the 90s. I just remember being like middle school hearing that.
Like, you can't have your ear pierced on the left side because if you do, you're gay. And I'm like, wait, is that really a thing? Or
was that real? Or was that one of those like urban legends that like we heard when we were young? I have no idea.
I have no idea. But if that were true, I would appreciate that. Because I definitely don't know. I do know that the women that I go for, I guess I kind of know that they're gay beforehand, before I, like, pursue them. Like, they had girlfriends or, yeah, mostly they had girlfriends. Not when I was pursuing them, but, like, I've before, seen them with, yeah, other women. So then I'm okay.
Then you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so for you, when you first dated a girl, did you, like, go after someone or did someone come after you?
No, I feel like I've always pursued. Okay, so the one girl that I had a crush on, like, I mean, I've had multiple crushes, but the one that I can think back to, I definitely liked her, but I think that she didn't know whether I was, like, interested in females or not, or, like, just was unsure. So we were strictly like friend zoned to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so she never tried anything. And I guess out of just not knowing what to do or not being sure of my sexuality, like, I didn't pursue it either. And that's kind of just where it stayed. That's where it was at. Like, it was what it was. And then the next girl that I finally was like gonna try with, like, I knew she was gay. And I definitely was the one who was like, you want to make out?
Okay.
And it was always like a no, no. She had a girlfriend at the time.
So
it was more of a joke for me. It definitely was a joke. I wasn't like actually doing it, but I was, I guess, maybe trying to test like where I could get.
Toxic.
It happens sometimes. And then the girl that I'm talking to now, I definitely pursued her. I like followed her on Instagram, and she says she hopped in my DMs first, but I'm pretty sure I hopped into hers first.
What?
Yeah, but I think that's where that like falls, where you don't really know if I'm into women or not, because I am femme, because,
yeah,
I do, and because.
And then I think also being bisexual too, yeah.
Yeah, the previous relationships that I've had have all been with men. So, like, you don't know where I stand, and that's I guess that's why I have to make the first move. Mm-hmm. I guess it's fine. But also I feel like the person that I'm with now, she's very, yeah, she looks like masculine. Like her appearance is like she wears hats and like, you know, boy clothes and stuff. But she's very soft, like I mentioned. So she's definitely not the one to make the first move. She's not the one to like put herself out there.
Oh, okay.
Which is like weird. Like I never expected that. But you know, I'm a baby gay, so I'm just learning all this stuff.
Aw. Baby gay. I love that. Awesome. All right. I have some more tweets. At Nala Monroe said, guys, please stop practicing or start practicing abstinence or even celibacy. I'm begging you, because the things you're excusing and accepting for a crumb of sex is scaring me. I feel this. Ooh. I had just kind of talked about this. I posted something else on the Simp and IG about once you hit like a year without sex, you reach like a new fucking level of like enlightenment. I was like joking, but I was serious too. Like, cause I have gone like that long before, and I do feel like it made me more like, sex isn't like a thing to me. It's not something that's gonna like control whether like I'm gonna stay in something, you know?
Yeah.
Because some people are just
powerful.
I swear, like, the more, if you're like having sex all the time, like, I used to like hear people be like, damn, I haven't had sex in forever. Like, it's been like a month. And I was like, damn, it's been like a year for me. So it just became something that, like, it wasn't anything. Like, I feel like after you get like that 3 month little
get over that hump.
Yeah. It's just easy after that. Like, you don't really crave it. Like, you still have those moments and you still, like, you know, want it, but it's not something that you're gonna be out there trying to like be acting all fucking desperate, because I feel so bad. I see people like acting so fucking desperate because they just want like some dick or some coochie. Like, I promise it's okay to just not have sex and just focus on yourself.
I saw like a I don't know if it was like a meme. I think it was a meme, and it was like, you know, the woman that can come home after going out and come home alone is like a strong woman or something like that, something along those lines. And like, I definitely agree with that. Like, I'm not always going to take somebody home just because like, oh, I'm lonely for the night. Like, let me bring somebody here. I'm like, this is my place of peace. Like, I don't want to interrupt that by bringing somebody that I'm just not vibing with and just to get,
or just like settling for like whichever.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't do that. But I will say that like sex for me is like a huge part of like a relationship.
I agree with that.
I realized this super young. I feel like I remember I was in between boyfriends. And I had a boyfriend who I was just like, I don't know if I'm feeling him anymore, but like, I love him. We've been together for a long time. Like, what does this mean? You know, if I'm feeling this way. And I started talking to my next boyfriend, but like, we were just talking. We never did anything. Like, but it was emotionally, you know, involved. And so I was like, I'm going to have sex with my boyfriend one more time. And if I don't feel anything, then I'm leaving.
I'm fucking dead.
And I fucking did. And I
just
was like,
just to see.
And I was like, okay, I did it. And I felt nothing. I got to leave this guy. So I did. I broke up with him before I even, you know, actually did anything physical with the next person that I was dating.
Yeah.
But I definitely use that as like a gauge of whether I'm like into somebody, because I feel like.
What if like you just need to like spice it up maybe?
Maybe. I don't know. That was like,
I don't know. I worry.
8 years ago. So
yeah,
I think I'm good now. Like, we cool. Yeah. Cool, but
like, I feel like the longer you're with someone, like the sex isn't always going to be exciting, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I definitely agree with that. But I definitely feel like it takes like a mutual like level of like intimacy for you both to do those things. Like, you can't be the only one like, oh, baby, like, let's spice it up tonight or whatever the situation may be. I feel like it has to be something that you both agree on. What if this person thinks that you're having amazing sex and then you're over here like, well, that was mediocre, but okay,
oh, I'll shit.
Take it, you know? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I feel that.
But yeah, no, I think to me, like, sex is like a super important thing.
And it is, I think, especially more than, I mean, more specifically sex drive.
Yeah.
Because if you're on the opposite end, that's going to be a problem.
It's a huge problem.
Real quick. Real quick. Because I think, like, some people, like, they'll try to be upfront and be like, I have a high sex drive. And then, like, they're just like, haha, me too. And then they don't realize how high your sex drive actually is.
I definitely, oh my God. I literally, oh God. Okay, so this is like a, this is a funny ass story. And I don't know if we should be talking about it, but I thought it was really,
let's talk about it.
It just brought me back to, listen, I don't mind masturbating and I don't mind openly talking about masturbating with like friends and, you know,
yeah.
not like, just everybody, but
whoever,
just whoever. But I do, you know, I'll do masturbate. It just is what it is. And
we all do. We all human out here. We got needs.
My girl and I also do have a lot of sex. Like we're kind of like in the honeymoon phase. So like everything is like nice and sensual, whatever. But, I also, there are times where I don't see her, and yes, I do masturbate. And there was one day we were hanging out, and she was trying to look at stuff on my phone, like go on the internet. And I was like, oh, wait, let me see. Maybe there's like porn on there. Oh, fuck. And then she, I was like, I'm just kidding. She looks, and I don't know if you know how the new iPhones, they set up like your favorites or your most visited websites.
Bro, I hate that shit.
It literally
shit.
Pulls up you porn. And I felt like the dude for sure. I felt caught up. I was like, she was like, you're over here watching porn. And I was like, listen, sometimes we don't see each other and we don't have sex, so I need it.
Oh,
like,
my fucking
I'm like,
God.
I'm thinking about you the whole time, I swear.
It's natural, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, recently more and more I have been seeing a lot of things about how, like, specifically watching porn, not just masturbating, but watching porn can be damaging to relationships because it can make you like less attracted to your partner and make like the sex harder, like for you to finish. You're less excited by things because with porn, it's always like a new video. So you're used to like having something new every time. So when you're having sex with your partner, that it can just become old and not exciting anymore.
Do you feel that that's more for like men? Because, okay, like, I don't know. I'm judging for sure. I definitely like the whole time I'm like thinking about my girl and I'm like, yeah. It's definitely different. But, like, I don't know. Like, men have this, like, unrealistic idea when they watch porn. Like, bitch, I'm not going to do a fucking 360 bend flip fucking, you know, standing up on a wall and shit, fucking leg all up in the air.
Yeah,
like, no,
I feel
like,
that.
I'm not, first of all, can't do that. Second of all, I'm not going to do that. So I feel like, I don't know, am I discriminating? Probably. But for, like, women, I don't know. I'm not looking at female porn or like lesbian porn like, oh, I want to fuck this girl. Because honestly,
I feel
they
you.
All have like big titties and I'm just not into like that like fake appearance. Like, though, I love the way my girl looks and I love fucking her. And it's very different from what the porn is I watch. But
yeah,
I did tell her, I was like, I love like listening to like women like orgasm or like moan, and like that is more attractive to me than like the appearance.
Yeah, okay. I just saw something about that the other day. Somebody was like, does anybody else like just like listening to the sounds like in porn? Alexa raises her hand in the background.
Well, and
April said there's auditory porn.
Well, and then my girl was telling me, she was like, well, I watch straight porn. And I'm
what?
Like,
ew.
You. Thank you.
That's
I was
disgusting.
Like, I'm like, you watch the like.
Yeah, you like, fucking hate straight porn. It's not hot.
It's not.
The guy's always just like. Like,
yeah, they think that they're big dick.
It's
can
not
do it
hot.
All. No.
They eat the pussy for like 2 seconds with a pointy tongue. Like, what is that? What is with that? You better put your mouth on it. You better put your mouth on it.
Do a little fucking.
Relax that tongue.
Make out with it. Make love with your mouth.
I hate straight porn. I'm so sorry.
I can't stand straight porn. And you know what's funny is like I've told other like lesbian girls like, oh, I watch lesbian porn. And they're like, that's not even real. Like, that's not. And I'm like, God, to me, it's way more real than fucking straight porn.
What do you mean it's not real?
I don't. Honestly, I don't. Like I said, maybe I just don't know because I'm a baby gay. But yeah. I don't fucking know. It's more real than fucking like watching the dick go inside a vagina. Like, just not beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's beautiful. Just, I'd rather watch titties rub up against each other.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't know. Straight porn's just not like sensual enough for me.
It's not.
But I feel you on the whole thing where like when I watch porn, I'm not like watching it to be turned on by those people. It's just like, let me like get turned on real quick, and then like I can like finish myself
exactly
off,
exactly. After that point, I'm closing my eyes. It don't matter.
Yeah, like let me just get one in real quick, and then I turn that off, and then like there do my own thing. I'm good now, baby. But I do like also like I'll think about like my boyfriend or like, you know, it's. But there are studies about like this whole like porn thing, like it can be like detrimental to like. Relationship, and like of course there's like the whole sex addiction and porn addiction, and like, so I mean there are levels, so I mean it depends on the type of person.
Yeah,
because I don't know, that could be scary, that could be scary.
Like I mean, okay, so that whole thing about like, oh, I felt like the dude or whatever, because my ex, I literally caught him like watching porn a couple times, and that affected me so fucking hard.
Like, you were home?
I was. So one time I had come home and it was like, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning or something. And I come into bed and he's like, he like woke up because I got into bed, and he opens his phone to check what time it is. And as he opens his phone, it's like,
no.
And I said, what the fuck is that? And he's like stumbling over his words. And I was like, what the fuck are you watching? So obviously he was masturbating before I got home, and I, or whatever, at whatever point while I was out, and I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I was going to come home and want to fuck. Like, what do you mean you're masturbating?
I am so dead.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, how dare you?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, like we all watch it, but at the same time, you're like, what the heck? Yeah, like I remember one time I was dating this white dude, and like I opened his phone and it was like porn, and it was like in the search bar, it was like spicy Latinas.
I was like, I mean, like, I mean, at least
he's a type. Yeah, at least he's looking. Yeah, because like I would kind of feel away if I found like a guy looking at porn of girls that look nothing like me. Like, it's like fat, juicy asses, thick thighs, crushing skulls. Like,
crushing skulls.
I'm sorry, that's not what? Me.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't drown you, but sit on your face. Like, I wish, okay? I would feel
that's
away.
That's an insecurity of mine. Yeah. Like, how dare
I'm
you?
Sorry, I can't be thick. Yeah, oh, so, you know. Man. And I still felt like, I was like, what the, like, I just don't want to see what you're seeing, like, you know. But, no, yeah, there's, like, crazy stories about, like, dudes that are, like, addicted to porn where, like, they'll be, like, watching porn when they think their girlfriend's asleep next to them, when they can easily just wake her up and fuck. Yeah. Like, what fuck?
That's my biggest, that was my issue with that relationship is, like, I'm down to fuck. Wake me up.
All times of the day.
Like, I'm fucking ready to go. And he was just not on the same level. Maybe he just didn't love me no more. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, like, that's an issue. I don't know what
it was, but it just didn't happen. So for me to know, like, we weren't having sex, but he was watching porn and masturbating, I was like, you got me fucked up. Yeah. I'm not.
I've had that in a relationship before, too, where, like, we were having, like, intimacy issues where, like, my sex drive was a lot higher and we were not having sex. And then, like, I found out he was watching porn. So I'm like, so you jack off.
But you can't have sex with me.
But, like, okay, if you have issues and, like, your sex drive's just not there because, like, you're depressed or you're going through a tough time or whatever it is, like, that's understandable. I'm never going to fucking, like, make you feel like shit for that. Like, I'm going to be there for you. But clearly, you do still have a sex drive if you're watching porn.
Yeah.
So why the fuck are you with me? And that's what pisses me off about men is I feel like they will, like, stay in a relationship forever and make you break up with them. And that's how it was with this dude. Like, I had to fucking break up with him, even though we had all these issues, and I would present it all the time, and he would just act like there was no problems. And it's like, why are you making me break up with you, bro? Like, this ain't working. We ain't fucking.
You know what? I'm not even mad about that because I've never been broken up with, so I'm okay.
I have been broken up with.
I've been breaking up. You know what?
I was broken up with by the dude that was fucking, like, cheating on me, and I was, like, begging him to stay. That was a rough time in my life.
Okay. See, I got broken up with in high school, but I don't really count that. Like, if you never made me come, then you, I don't count you.
That's not a body.
That ain't a body.
That ain't a body. No.
So yeah, so I got dumped because I wouldn't suck a guy's dick, and I was like, I don't know where your dick been, so
ew.
Bye.
Do you have a musty dick or what?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we had sex. I've always, maybe this is how I knew I should have been dating girls, is because every time a guy would be like, oh, suck my dick, I'm like, no, thank you. I think
it's a sign.
Should have known.
That's
then.
What like dudes that don't like going down on girls like. Oh. Maybe you're gay.
Now I'm putting two and two together.
If you don't like coochie, you gay.
Okay, maybe that makes sense.
Because there's so many men like that. Like the whole thing with DJ Khaled when he was talking about how he doesn't go down on his wife, and people were like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
I fucking love that shit. I mean,
I would too. Like, I'll eat some coochie if I was dating a girl.
I was always scared. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing down there, girl.
You know exactly what you're doing because you have a coochie.
You know
better than any man.
Yes, I've learned this. I've definitely learned this. And now I love it. I'm like, let me eat you out, baby girl. Yeah. I want to say the way you taste.
Yes. Like men that are like disgusted by coochies, but like they're straight, quote unquote. No, you're not. No. You're not. No.
You can't be intimidated by the pussy.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm sorry, but figure it out. And it's sad because I feel like women have more like freedom to like maybe explore. I think it's more of like a prison that men put themselves in, because it's like nobody's gonna like care other than like some women that can be have internalized misogyny or internalized homophobia that are like, that's gay. Like girls that think it's gay if guys like getting their ass ate or getting a finger in their booty, even though it's with the girl, like that's not gay. They're just into ass play. And then women are over here perpetuating like all the shit that shouldn't be a thing. Let men explore.
Well, yeah, and if you know the male anatomy, you know that their G-spot is located
in your booty hole.
So if you ain't down to make your mans feel right, then that's your problem.
Yeah, and, like, I think a lot of men, like, I think women are down, but I think men still feel like that's gay. For sure. And, like, they don't want you anywhere near their ass, like... Every girl
like, baby,
knows.
Let me introduce you to a new world,
right? Like literally.
I mean, not that I want to do that now. I'm just saying that
it's like a whole new level open. Of orgasm for them. Probably, like it's probably gonna be a great time. Like, just try it out. A little.
If you don't like it the first time, you don't gotta do it again.
Yeah, I think everyone's on a spectrum, though. I don't think anyone's 100% straight at all. But some people are closer to straight. But I just think. I feel like eventually it's going to be more normalized for guys to explore. And I hope so, because I know a lot of women aren't really that straight.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was talking about this. I don't know if you watched The Bachelor at all.
I don't.
There was Colton Underwood. He's one of the Bachelors. I forgot what season he came on.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He ended up... coming out of the season, not engaged, but he with a girlfriend. And... he just recently, as of like a month ago maybe, came out as gay.
I saw that.
I'm sure that worked or rocked the entire like Bachelor franchise, where they were like, I mean, how do you just went on a show and dated fucking like 23 women or whatever it is, and then you come out as gay? Like, but I'm sure that he was also a football player. And so I'm sure that he had like this internalized like, you know, hatred for himself and like just
internalized homophobia.
Yeah, for sure. Like he went on a show. I read an article where he was like, you know, when I got picked to do The Bachelor, I was so happy and I, you know, prayed to God and I thanked God, like, thank you for making me straight. Like, and I was like, I don't know if you saw my post, but I posted on my story and I was just like, this makes me so sad because I know how like taboo it is for men to be openly gay and how
it's
like
so sad.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't feel like I've ever had to worry about women being gay or like me coming out as a gay woman or bisexual woman or whatever it is. I was more worried about my parents than I was about like society accepting.
I feel like for women, like society, at least in that aspect, it's more accepted than men.
Which is sad.
Yeah. So there's a lot of issues with that. So just normalize it. There's too many women that are like, they have internalized homophobia. Like, let it go. All right. So let's start off or end off with this fucking tweet. It's that young kid. No, YVVNGKD. I think that's what it says. He said, nobody gonna love you for real. You gotta learn to play along and not get hurt. Like, what the? Like, let's just, okay, I feel you. You are hurt. But, like, we don't gotta do this. Like, we need to heal as a collective. No, we don't need to play along.
Yeah.
You know, like, no more games. Like, if your relationship has turned into, like, a thing where it's a game, where it's, like, getting each other back or, like, whatever it is, like, that's not healthy. It's not that nobody's going to love you for real. That's just you're not with the right person. And we need to stop perpetuating this idea that, like, everyone's fake, like, blah, blah, blah.
And I kind of feel like... You meet those people, men, who are like, I've been hurt. I was hurt in the third grade, bro. So I'm never going to love a woman ever again.
That, like, bitch was a hoe. That third grader was a hoe, uh-huh.
That, right? Like, I'm like, I get it. You were hurt, like, 37 years ago. I need you to grow up and, like, maybe go to some therapy heal. Or something. Like,
heal.
Yeah, heal by yourself. Heal talking to your friends, family, whatever it takes. I feel like men have a hard time talking about their feelings, whether their significant other or their friends, like, you're somehow, like, demasculated for doing so.
I know. I wish more guys were, like, comfortable talking about feelings with each other, with, like, their homies.
Right? Because then they'd realize, like, oh, shit, they're going through the same thing a little bit. Yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay. But, no, I feel like this dude's hurt, and he's just, like, perpetuating this on to other people. Yeah. Like, what? No, like, that's one thing I know. Like, I've been hurt, I've been taken through the ringer, and yeah, I'm still gonna love.
Yeah,
I'm, like, still gonna put forth everything. I think we talked about this in the beginning, where it's just like, you just give everything.
It's because scary, but if that's who you are, then that's how you are. And, like, if all you're doing is, like, learning to play along to not get hurt, yeah, you might not get hurt, but you're also not gonna be in love. You're not gonna find a good relationship. So, don't do that, okay?
I definitely don't agree with what that man said.
I'm sorry to that man. I hope you heal, though.
Young kid. It's in your fucking, what is that? Your handle, young kid. Grow up.
True. Yes, we learned a lot today. I want all the men to listen to this episode. Maybe you're secretly gay. Like, explore. Like, I feel so sad for men that can't explore their sexuality. Normalize being gay.
Normalize getting your, like, booty, I just feel like there's with.
Literally, get your booty hole ate. Like, you got a G-spot in there. But, like, I don't know. It's just, like, too many men that are, like, scared. And I feel so bad because, like, that's your whole life. Your whole life, you have to hide who you are. I feel like especially there's, like, a lot of discrimination against bisexual people too, where it's like, nah, you're just gay, especially for men, bisexual
for
men
for sure. But then, like, for women, it's like, no, you're not bisexual, this is just a phase, or you're not into girls actually.
Yeah, there's that,
like,
too.
You just love dick, you're going through a phase or whatever. I one time was asked, this was like a year or so ago, and I was working, and a lesbian girl was like, are you a noodle? And I was like, what the fuck is that?
Noodle?
A noodle. Yeah. I said, what the fuck is that? She said, a noodle. You know how, like, when you put it in the boiling water, it turns, like, you know, like a noodle. Like, it's not, like, stiff and hard. She's like, so, like, when you're wet, you're gay. And I was like, no.
What the heck?
Yeah. So, like, wet when you're gay. Or gay when you're wet.
Gay when you're wet. Oh, okay. So, like, not, like, emotionally or anything like that. Like, it's just...
like, strictly, like, sexual.
Okay. Interesting.
It's past life.
Yeah, I just... let people love who they want and love fully, passionately. Don't be scared to get hurt. You're going to get hurt regardless. Maybe. Either you're going to be together or you're not. But...
yeah.
Just learn from it. Yes, shout out Wild 7 Studios, Nightshade Collective, April and Alexa for helping out every week. And thank you, Crystal, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I had such a good time.
Me too. Do you want to share your IG or any socials for people to follow you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My IG is Chris Nicole, KRYS, Nicole with 3 E's.
Okay, go give her a follow. Your IG stories are always full of all this simpy shit, so you'll like it.
People always think I'm in my fields crying, and I'm like, no, I'm over here laughing. Everything is funny.
It's just all relatable and good stuff. So, yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Follow me at Simpin' After Dark on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and then my personal Instagram is Ash_Friday_. Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. Go get your booty ate. Bye.
Just like, go get your booty ate.